Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. We praise you, O Lord, we acclaim you as Lord. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod. That what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, according with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and now lamentation, Rachel weeping for their children, and she would be, will not be consoled, since they were no more. But Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The first group, the witness, Jesus, it is innocent martyrs. Of course, the death is out of the intention of King Herod. He thought his authority is threatened, so he killed all kids. That's a way that we, at times, or modern times, to abortion. They thought they are threatening the happiness of their family life, so they killed them. The same way, like the King Herod. This is selfishness. It's us, the special grace for humanity. Always seeing life is always a blessing. Let us pray for those who have this idea to withdraw the idea of abortion. Also, we pray for one another that we have the courage always to do the will of God. Although at times to fulfill the will of God, there must be suffering at the back. But it's important is to follow Jesus. Only the will of God the Father is the way.